Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the University of Cape Town's Astronomy Department with an astronomer, Dr. Kurt van der Heyden. Good afternoon, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Ketchel, and good afternoon, listeners.
Now, we're going to talk about some of your interests in astronomy, and you describe yourself as an observational cosmologist, or somebody who's interested in cosmology but not from the theoretical side. This sounds quite grand, and what does it mean?
Well, I think, I'm not sure if it's grand, I find it rather exciting. So, observational cosmology, I would describe as, you know, trying to understand all things of the universe, origins of the universe, the grand designs of the universe, and, you know, what will happen to the universe in the future, and trying to understand it from an observational point of view. So, you know, using evidence of what we can observe with telescopes or other devices such as radio detectors.
In other words, not kind of numerical poetry, which is what the cosmologists get up to. Do you work with cosmologists at all?
Yes, so we have a cosmology department in the Applied Maths group, and most of them are quite heavily theoretically based. So, you know, they can come up with no shortages of models, but, you know, as famous physicist Richard Feynman once said, I don't care how smart you are or how beautiful your theory is, if it doesn't agree with observation, it's wrong.
And so what kinds of questions in your work are you trying to answer?
And so for me, the big questions that I would like to answer you know, what the nature of this dark matter and dark energy is.
So since you started becoming an astronomer, what do you feel is the most exciting new development in your field?
Very recently, it's the discovery of gravitational waves. I think that was a very exciting development. That opened up a new window of the universe, a new observational window. So before that, we were sort of limited to the electromagnetic spectrum, so that's light photons over the various wavelength ranges from the radio waves all the way to optical gamma and the very high, radio optical X-ray and the very high energy gamma rays. But the gravitational waves open up a completely new window on the universe that doesn't depend on the electromagnetic spectrum.
And what about magnetic fields? I mean, they're ubiquitous in the universe. And is it the case that we don't know too much about how they work on grand scales?
Yeah. So we have a pretty good idea of you know, the theory behind magnetic fields, but their influence on astronomical objects and on the universe on the larger scale, that is still lacking. You know, how they influence evolution of stars or evolution of galaxies or the evolution of the universe. The other difficulty is that you cannot see magnetic fields directly, and so you have to infer their presence and you have to try and in some indirect way calculate the field strengths or the field morphologies or shapes. And so that makes it rather more difficult to do. You know, having a telescope like the SKA or even the precursors like Meerkat will be able to observe large areas of the sky to much greater sensitivities, and so that would possibly allow us to make maps of the magnetic universe. You know, so something that we weren't able to do previously because, you know, you don't quite have the instrumentation, and it also becomes observationally expensive in terms of the amount of observing time that you need to do it with the existing instruments.
Well, it's all very, very, very interesting, and we look forward to seeing what's going to happen when we address some of these big questions that we can do now with these large instruments coming on stream. So thank you very much, Dr. Kurt van der Heyden, for telling us about your particular astronomical interests, and it's great to know that there are people who are seeking answers to the very, very big questions. So thanks very much.
No, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.